Theme music. Da, 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 da. It is Sunday, and it's a Sunday Sishnu wrap up. And we have a guest visitor here, Alan. But Sishnu, seriously now, the 22 summers, but it's actually 23 summers.
Yeah, 23 summers here, if people will indulge me. The first year of our super long ones was in 96. We had the first and only Sri Chinmoy 2,700 mile race, which was a big jump from the 1,300 mile race, which was started in 1987 and went to 2004.
So question, the 2,700, the big guy was on the books. It was simmering in the background. It just took a right time, right place for it to take place.
Not only that, at the award ceremony of the 2,700, Sri Chinmoy, who was so proud of the fact that five of the six people that started finished within the 47-day time frame, he exclaimed that we believe in self-transcendence, and next year we will have a 3,100 mile race. And a couple of the runners let out yells of joy because
namely Ed Kelly,
because he had been a four-time transcontinental USA runner, two-time finisher, and he finished second in the 2,700 mile race, and the thought of going even farther was exhilarating to him, and it became the headliner for a lot of the super multi-day specialists.
So for people who are asking, it got to 3,100 the next year in 97.
Right.
Why 3,100 and why not longer distances after that?
Why 3,100? Because our spiritual master for the Sri Chinmoy Marathon team, Sri Chinmoy, whom the marathon team is named after, asked that we have a 3,100 mile race because he was born in 1931. For him, 31 is an occult number and a significant number. And you may ask why the 2,700, because it's also an odd number. But he was born on August 27th, 1931. So it has real significance to him, in both inwardly and outwardly. And as being, helpers of the things that he wanted to do with the marathon team and the offering to the running community, we jumped at the opportunity, realizing that it was a strange race, and also it wasn't a go as you please around the clock. We have a 6-hour cutoff. In 97, we had it from midnight to 6 a.m., which we've kept up to this day. But in that alone 2,700 mile race, the cutoff was at 11 p.m., and they started the race at 5 a.m. But a number of the runners complained that their body rhythms were thrown off by the fact that it was very early in the morning. They had to get up and get ready for the 5 a.m. start. So 6 a.m. was more kind of in the norm of body rhythms and that sort of thing.
So, Sister, one last question. The 3,100 since 1997, how many times have people run the whole difference, and how many different people have done it?
41 different people have completed the 3,100 mile race, a staggering 149 times. The leaders for the men are Osprey Honnold with 14 times, including 8 victories, that meaning first overall in that year, and Superba Bechtjerd, who had 13 completions to lead the ladies all time. Other mentionables are Pranjal Malovnik from Slovakia, has 10 straight finishes. Stutashil Lebedev from Ukraine has 9 finishes. A boy from Czechoslovakia, Otmavir Petr Spasl, has 9 finishes. And a few other people have 7, including one of the runners in this year's race, Smarna Puntagam.
So do you, when the race started this morning, do you look forward to the next 52 days? Do you dread? Do you have combinations of everything else? Or does it just, it is what it is?
Well, my human mind wants to say, oh God, another year. But my general feeling about this race is, oh boy, I can't wait. Because I prepare all year for this race in terms of getting people interested, getting people to come who are legitimate candidates to finish the 3100, dealing with all sorts of people who are asking about the race but may not have it in their full trajectory because they haven't done enough for racing, but they want to know, maybe 5 years down the road or 7 years down the road, I could possibly do this thing. So they're making an arc of achievement to the point where maybe they can come and do the race. And we're meeting people from all over the world who are interested in the race. There's two or three Italians, long distance specialists. There's a guy from Romania. There's a couple Americans. There's more UK people. There's a guy from Taiwan. There's a guy from China. There's other people that are interested. And it's a matter of us being able to provide all the services and still afford to put the race on. So,
folks, for day week one, that is the way it was. The wrap-up was Ishnu. Theme music.
Remember, it's not a week. This is the first day.
In 7 days, we'll see you again. Boop, 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 boop.
See you, folks. Have a great day. Happy Father's Day in America and North America.
Okay.